Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We do want to talk about God's news behind the news and really what's going on in the Middle East. It's amazing how there's always seems to be some chaos and then it seems some quiet. Chaos and some quiet. And right now you're looking at what's going on with Egypt. Egypt is such a major player in the Middle East. We have friends, allies, Israel. It's very interesting how this administration doesn't treat our allies as friends, but they are friends. But in fact, with Egypt, you're looking at Morsi, a president who just recently made himself, for all intents and purposes, a dictator. And yet, we have kind of like no problem with this. I want you to listen to this segment from CBN. Just really listen to what has transpired just within a few short months. And what is America to do about this? Listen up.
New Pharaoh.
He's the most powerful man in the Arab world's most influential country. He's referred to America as an enemy. As a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, he denies Al-Qaeda was behind that attack. Yet he's due to receive 16 F-16 fighter jets and 200 Abrams tanks from the Obama administration this year. And a majority of Republican senators signed off on the deal. So who is this questionable ally that America is helping arm?
He's a rough personality. He's quite hostile. He doesn't like to answer questions.
The Washington Institute's Eric Traeger studies the Muslim Brotherhood and has interviewed Mohamed Morsi face to face.
He was considered within the Brotherhood a hardliner, somebody who was there to enforce the Brotherhood's most hardline ideas, whether it came to saying that women and Christians can't even run for the presidency of Egypt, whether it was their foreign policy ideas, their hostility towards Israel.
Morsi put that hostility on full display in a series of interviews before he became Egypt's president. In one, he called Israelis bloodsuckers and warmongers and referred to Israel and America as enemies. He also quoted from the Quran, calling Jews the descendants of apes and pigs. In another interview, Morsi called on the Muslim world to confront Israel and boycott goods from any nation that does business with it, including America. He branded Jews hostile by nature and called for every inch of Israel to become a Palestinian state.
The idea that he would moderate, that he would rule inclusively, always overlooked who he was within the Brotherhood and assumed also that he could change in ways that are simply not realistic.
Traeger says that Morsi hails from the Brotherhood's most radical wing. Yet the Obama administration appears to believe he's a positive force in the region. When Morsi helped broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas late last year, administration officials publicly praised him. Then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton thanked him for his, quote, personal leadership. And according to the New York Times, President Obama told aides he was impressed with Morsi's pragmatic confidence. He sensed an engineer's precision with surprisingly little ideology. Just one day later, Morsi issued a decree banning any opposition to his laws and decisions in Egypt. Egyptians responded by taking to the streets in violent protests that continue to rage.
Now Morsi holds in his hands all the powers. All the powers of judicial, legislative, and executive. And also, nobody can cancel his decisions.
Zvi Mazel is a former Israeli ambassador to Egypt and has seen the Brotherhood up close.
According to my understanding of the Muslim Brothers, that ideology will be superior to pragmatism. It means that they will... they will provoke crisis with Israel and also in the United States. Because, listen, Muslim Brothers fought for 84 years to reach power, yes, and impose Sharia. Now they are in power, okay? Will they say, okay, now we become modern people, we are going for high-tech, and God is not Allah is not important? No, it's impossible.
Morsi's government is vowing to honor its peace treaty with Israel for now. Another interesting note about Morsi, he reportedly joined the Muslim Brotherhood not in Egypt, but here in America, while he was a student at the University of Southern California. Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News, Washington.
Can you believe that?
Mm.
Can you? I mean, this is what we're looking at. I mean, crazy. We're giving F-16 fighter jets, okay? 16 of them. Mm. And 200 Abrams tanks. I mean, are we serious? To a country, to a leader who's called us their enemy, who's called Egypt, I mean, called Israel, I mean, called Israeli pigs, warmongers. And you got to think about this. What are we doing? If it wasn't so crazy, you're talking about, you know, this peace brokering deal that would supposedly Morsi did. It's like, you know, mm-hmm. I send someone over to go pick on Pat, and then all of a sudden you invite me to bring in and say, you know, can you broker this peace? Yeah, you know, stop picking on Pat.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's no brokering there. Okay, mm-hmm. There's no brokering of peace. And now, President Obama has never visited Israel as the president. Of course, he came as a candidate. But hasn't been as a president. But actually, in March, he is scheduled to visit Israel, March 19th. And so, but you need to pray because right now, you know, the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, of course, he got elected. But the way their form of government works is that they have to build a coalition in their government. And they want to do that prior, his mission is to do that prior to the president arriving. And so we really want to pray for, obviously, the peace of Israel, the wisdom of God. We really want to pray for Benjamin Netanyahu. He's trying to pull this coalition together. I believe there's like 10 separate parties that they have to get to agree to come to some sort of coalition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty challenging thing. You can't even get two parties here in America together, much less 10.
Yeah, right.
And they're kind of on a timeline here because here the president is actually coming to Israel. So this is still very serious times, and we like to bring this and keep this on the forefront of all of our minds, not to, you know, lose sight of what's happening and to remember the importance of praying for Israel and standing with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you have all of this happening right in front of you and America keeps winking their eye when Morsi sets himself up as dictator, mm-hmm. and they share this huge border with Israel. I mean, this huge border. What would happen if those 200 tanks were ever to use to go into Israel?
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if those 16 fighter jets that we're giving them are going, you know, to fly over Israel and possibly attack them?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, this is we need some much common sense in our government, in our administration, but we really need to think about who our friends are and really as citizens and as believers. We can't just think that, oh, there's always going to be strife and there's always going to be an issue in the Middle East. No, we can't just you know, throw off that responsibility and really that privilege that the Lord has given us to bless Israel. We bless Israel when we pray for Israel, when we stand with Israel, when we ask our elected representatives to do the right thing on behalf of Israel. Let me tell you something. You bless the Jewish people and you yourself will be blessed.
That's right.
We need to stand with Israel more than ever. Absolutely. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.